Okay, good Erev Shabbos to everybody as we move closer and closer to, God willing, being able to make our second Siyum on Sefer Tehillim. We're all obviously very, as we were with the pandemic, our attention has shifted to another crisis that has engulfed our community, which is the scourge of anti-Semitism. And it is a very complex phenomenon, and current iteration involves a very powerful degree of intersectionality on one end of the spectrum and ultranationalism on the other. We've discussed this for years, but of course, in light of Israel's asserting no more than its right to defend itself, this has reared its head in this country and very locally, as we'll be discussing over Shabbos, some events in local schools, which have to be understood as part of a much broader framework. Now, these are not isolated events at their core. And so what I want to try to offer this morning very briefly through the Mizmor Tehillim, and I should note that Martin, who's one of the great supporters of this project, of this Tehillim project, is observing Yortzeit today. And so we appreciate all the support that Martin has given us, and the neshamos of all of Martin's family should have an aliyah, all the wonderful work that he does in our shul. This mizmor reminds us of something very important, that when we deal with those who seek to destroy us, we're not dealing with something that's fundamentally new. It always takes on different forms, it always takes on different iterations. But Shir HaMalos, Rabas Tzraruni Minu Urai Yomarnai Yisrael, Rabas Tzraruni Minu Urai Gam Lo Yachuli. So what does it mean, Rabas Tzraruni Minu Urai, that from the youngest of ages, right? So something that we've experienced from, you know, the earliest moments in our history, when we were literally a nascent people in Egypt, in the Kor HaBarzel, certainly right after we crossed Yamsuf, Vayavo Amalek, Vayilachem, Yimisro, Berifidim, we've never really known a moment of quiet. It's sort of reminiscent of that Rashi, the beginning of Parshas, Vayeshev Yaakov, Beretz Megurei Aviv, Beretz Kanan, Vikesh Yaakov, Avinu Leshev, Vishalva. But there is no Shalva in this world. So Rabas Tzaruni Minurai Yomariah Yisrael, but Rabas Tzaruni Minurai Gam Lo Yachuli, they've never been able to destroy us. Yes, things have been very painful. Yes, there are Avedot Kvedot, as we would say. There are very painful losses, and each one is an Olam Male, and we never minimize that. But at the national level, V'af Gamzos, V'yosam Eretz Oyveyem, Lo Me'astim, Lo Galtim, L'chalosam, L'afer B'risitam, Ki Ani Hashem, Elokehem. And the next pasuk, right, is understood by the Gemara in Sota to refer to one of these incidents, right? The Egyptians were involved in an infanticide, a campaign to destroy the Jewish people by killing off their young. Al-Gabi Harshu Harshim Verichu Lemanisam, right? So it describes how the Jewish women would give birth, in the Tachas HaTapua Chorotichah, Shama Chiblas Chaimecha, Shama Chibla Yuladascha, Pasuk and Shir Hashirim, that they would have children out in the fields, right? They were trying to protect their children, and the Egyptians would come and try to plow over those fields to destroy any babies that might be hidden there, right? Very cruel. And yes, Adonai Tzadik Kitzetz Avos Rishaim, that God, the righteous one, cut down the cords of those who are wicked. Yevoshu Visogu Achor, Kolsonei Tzion, all those who despise Tzion should, again, not just retreat, but Yevoshu, they should be subjected to shame and humiliation. Yuka Chatzir Gagos, Shed Kidma Shlaf Yavesh, right, they should be like grass in the field that before it reaches its fruition, its maturity, it dries up. Shalomile Chapo Kotzer V'chitzno Me'amer, that will never come to a harvest. V'lomra Ha'ovrim Birkas Adonai Leichem. They used to see a harvest, the people see a harvest growing well. They used to wish the farmer, Berkas Hashem Aleichem, they'll never get to that stage. Hashem will cut them down. And that, of course, remains our tefillah. So we say, Rabas Tzaruni Minurai, we haven't seen a moment of quiet since our formation as a people. I mean, that is just a fact of history, but Gam Lo Yachuli, Hashem Tzadik. This is basically, the psalmist iteration of what we say every year at the Seder, right? Bechol dor v'dor omdem aleinu l'chaloseinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu matzileinu miyadam. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save us from them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu matzileinu miyadam. Save us from their hands. And that's a very important concept. We have to conceptualize the current scourge of anti-Semitism very much within that framework as well, to remind ourselves that it takes on new forms, it takes on different iterations, But the essential point, Rabas Tsaruni Minurai Yomari Na Yisrael, Rabas Tsaruni Minurai Gam Lo Yachlu Li, that they would not be able to destroy me. So that should remain, and we should have a certain basic confidence, even as we respond with vigilance and with great attention to the matter at hand. Certainly, we're not exempt from that, but we also have to appreciate how deeply rooted this is in our history. We've never known a history without this. Rabas Tsaruni Minurai Yomarnai Yisrael. We look forward. Tzipisa Li Yeshua. We look forward to a day. Be'acharis Hayamim V'gar Zevim Keves V'namer G'di Yerbats Lo Yisagoy Al Goy Cherev Lo Yimidu Al Melchama. Right in Ben Olam Azalim Moza Mashiach Al Shibud Malchios Bilvad. We look forward to a more peaceful time going forward. But the reality is that we are not in that stage yet. We don't know when we would be in that stage. Our responsibility up until that point is very much to understand that this is part of our history from the very beginning. There's nothing new about this. And in all of its forms, we will combat it, and we will do so with the confidence that Hashem Tzadik, Kitzei Tzavos Rishayim, that the cords laid down by those who would seek to harm us will indeed be severed. Wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos.